think I'm entitled?
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Yesterday, organizers say nearly 7 million people turned out for the No Kings protests in more than 2,700 cities and towns. That is 2 million more than the last No Kings protests that were held in June. The rallies come as President Trump continues to expand his authoritarian reach, attempting to militarize your cities and target people and institutions that say anything against him. But what we are seeing is a historic moment of unity and opposition to those very actions from people of all ages and backgrounds.
This is the most American thing that you can do, protest and speak for what you believe in.
The people who come out here and fight and who want to resist, those are the people who make change. Those are the people who make history. And there are way more, like I said, there are way more of us than there are of them.
I wore the uniform since I was 18 years old. I never thought I would see this. Never. We have military. I don't care whether National Guards or active duty. Patrolling, turning weapons, if you will, on our citizens. This is democracy. You know, and I never thought I would see it.
Never thought I'd see it. Well, the problem is, you've got those out in the streets. And it, actually, when you look at some of the signs they were carrying on the No Kings protest, it wasn't all just No Kings. Protect our welfare, protect our people. And I mean, so a lot of the people mixed into this No Kings thing, they used it as an excuse to get in the streets. But it wasn't really pushing against Trump, actually, for many of the signs, if you gauge by that. But the bigger issue is, as you were listening to MSNBC saying there were 7 million more than the last time, organizers say. See how they slipped that in there? That is their story. What do you expect the organizers to tell you? Oh, we didn't have near as many we did last time. We absolutely failed. Nobody's interested. But his opening line was, yesterday, 7 million bigger than the last time, 2 million more bigger than the last time, organizers say. That little key, I'm glad he put that in for the credit as to who told him that. But right there, there's your can of worms. Open it up. You know, in St. Louis, for years, I covered what was called the veiled prophet parade for a while, and then they'd have it on the arch grounds. And then it was the holiday, July 4th celebration on the arch grounds. And every year, the organizers would put together this big event. And every year, whoever was in charge of it, they wanted to be bigger and better than the one before. I mean, after all, if you're in charge of it, I'm not knocking the people. I'm just telling you, that was a mindset. In the beginning, let's say they were reporting over that 3-day fair, 3 or 4 day, it was maybe 2.5 million attended. Now, that doesn't count returns, those who were there a couple of days together. It's the same thing like when the baseball Cardinals are counting how many they had each season. That's tickets sold. That does not mean that many different people went to a game. So back to the arch grounds again. The following year, the next organizer, well, we had 3 million, bigger than the last time. The other one, 4.5 million. These are numbers plucked out of the air pretty much. But each time they had to get bigger and bigger to show that I did a better job than the other guy did. And how do you think they were doing this? They actually, at one point, had grids marked in different areas of the park. And somebody would walk through that grid at a certain time with a little clicker, click, click, click. Everybody, they say tick, click, click, click. They get there, and then they all bring their clickers together and see how many they got. Now, they don't know that Jerome started over this time, and by the time the clicker got to the third area, he's walked through there again, and now he's back again, I mean, because he's looking for the hot dog stand. I'm sorry, Jerome. I don't mean to dump that on you. But that was how they were doing it. But here the organizers say 7 million. If these same organizers were counting the number attending Trump's initial inauguration, Zippo. Nobody. Remember how they tried to conceal those numbers from you? Not keeping in mind that there was a lot of construction going on in the plaza at that point. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are on October 20, 2025. And with Larry Connors, USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. I just gave you some. You're going to get more before we wrap up. No King's Day. I'll come back to him. Next hour, a close look at the New York City race and what's at stake. And there's a lot more than just what happens inside New York City. I cannot enforce that enough to you. That's why we're spending time on it. Later in this hour, Trump said over the weekend, with this shutdown, Trump said Democrats are basically kamikaze pilots. We'll get into that in this hour a little bit later. Now, also reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Very easy to do so. Right now, if you're listening, you go to Newstalk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter, you're going to see me. Hi, how you doing? Or you go to Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. Hi again. We're there. And if you miss anything, you can pull it up later as a video and or audio podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. I had a guy just yesterday ask me, he said, I heard something that was said the other day that was related to me by someone else, and I'd just like to hear exactly what you said. How do I get that program? I said, you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and go to that date. If they don't know the date, then you're going to get to listen to a lot of Larry Connors USA to find what you want. And when you listen later or watch later, please push share. Send it on to others. You are our multiplying factor, and I truly appreciate it. So keep in mind, the storyline of No Kings is that Trump is going to be a dictator. I mean, they cannot let this go. Now, if Kamala had come into office, would we have a No Queens? Would we have a No Queens rally? I do know right now there's no pawns included, no pawns, and I don't think any bishops or castles. No kings. What a ridiculous statement. But it's funded by George Soros and others who can gin up this activity and get these people on the streets. But half the people there really cannot explain why. And they waffle around in trying to come up with any explanation, as you were hearing on that MSNBC report. The guy at the last was saying, you know, we're fighting for our liberty and our... Yeah, that's true. But that doesn't mean that Trump is taking it from you. But if you want a real knowledgeable person, someone who understands being a king and controlling things. You ever see the movie Goodfellas? Mobsters all through. And Goodfellas, they were kings to the extent that if they didn't like you, they killed you. If you crossed them, they killed you. And one of the key actors in that was Robert De Niro. I thought he did a good job. I'll give him props for that. But, of course, then MSNBC takes him and has him in their studio to basically say he must be an expert on dealing with no kings.
He is not going to leave the White House. He does not want to leave the White House. He will not leave the White House. Anybody thinks he'll do this, he'll do that. It's just deluding themselves, the Republicans most of all, because they know, but they're going along with it. It's a classic bully situation. We see it. And there's no other to face a bully. You have to face him and fight it out and back him off and back him down. That's the only way this is going to work.
Or you stuff him in the trunk of the car and go dig him up. De Niro saying Trump is not going to leave the White House. I would put money down right now, and you guys could join me. We could put $50 million together against Robert De Niro, and we would all be richer because Trump will leave at the appointed time. And Trump was interviewed over the weekend by Maria Bartiromo, and I take it back. I think this might have been a gaggle on Air Force One, basically saying, you know, this No Kings rally, it is ridiculous.
What's your response to the protests over the weekend, the No Kings protests?
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
Mr. President, besides San Francisco...
By the way, I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is.
Yep, he's right. It's funded by Soros and all these other idiots out there, and they just peddle the lie over and over again. You tell them what you're going to tell them. You tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. I'm telling you, Trump is a dictator and will not leave the White House. I just told you that Trump is a dictator and won't leave the White House. I told you Trump is a dictator and won't leave the White House. You just keep repeating it. Once again, the political know-it-all, De Niro.
The original No Kings protest was 250 years ago. Americans decided they didn't want to live under the rule of King George III.
You're right.
They declared their independence and fought a bloody war for democracy.
Correct.
We've had 2.5 centuries of democracy since then.
Yep.
Often challenging, sometimes messy, always essential.
Yeah.
And we fought in 2 world wars to preserve it.
Yes.
Now we have a would-be king who wants to take it away. King Donald I. That. We're rising up again, this time nonviolently, raising our voices to declare no kings.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily nonviolent in many cases. You were right on point until you said, now we have a new war, a King Donald Trump. All right, to some areas where we really have lives at stake in the Mideast. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is cracking, as we knew it would. Hamas firing at IDF forces, denying it. But Hamas is clearly cleansing anti-Hamas Palestinians in Gaza.
Overnight, a statement was released by the U.S. State Department saying, quote, the United States has informed the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement of credible reports indicating an imminent ceasefire violation by Hamas against the people of Gaza. And so we're looking at two separate things here. One, an attack by Hamas overnight on Israeli forces within the Gaza Strip. And two, a warning from the U.S. State Department that Hamas is planning to target Palestinian civilians or the forces that are currently opposing their rule inside Gaza.
Again, that's a report by Fox on what's happening inside Gaza. And Peter Ducey updates on that meeting between Trump and Zelensky.
We were in the room for a good chunk of today's meeting and everybody was on good terms, but ultimately Volodymyr Zelensky left empty-handed as President Trump urges the Ukrainians and the Russians to stop where they are and then just both claim victory.
I'm the mediator, President.
And after a brief working lunch, the president wrote, the meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine was very interesting and cordial, but I told him, as I likewise strongly suggested to President Putin, that it is time to stop the killing and make a deal.
But
as the stalemate drags on, President Trump credits both Zelensky and Putin as strong negotiators.
I think they're both doing a great job. They don't like each other. I say that in front of President Zelensky, but I say it in front of President Putin, too. They have tremendous bad blood.
It does not appear that Zelensky got what he wanted out of today's meeting. American approval to start buying and using long-range Tomahawk missiles against targets deep inside Russia.
We decided that we don't speak about it because nobody wants, United States doesn't want escalation.
President Trump doesn't see the need right now.
Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks.
That would be a great idea because once we hand them the Tomahawks and they're launching deep into Russia, that's going to be an escalation. Now, again, what does Trump suggest? Here's what he was telling those reporters on Air Force One.
During that meeting, did you tell him he needed to cede all of the Donbass region to Russia?
No, we never discussed it. We think that what they should do is just stop at the lines where they are, the battle lines. You have a battle line right now. The rest is very tough to negotiate. If you're going to say, you take this, we take that, you know, there's so many different permutations. So what I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
What do you think should happen with the Donbass region then?
Let it be cut the way it is. It's cut up right now. I think 78% of the land is already taken by Russia. You leave it the way it is right now. They can negotiate something later on down the line. But I said, cut and stop at the battle line. Go home. Stop fighting. Stop killing people.
That'd be a great idea. Freeze where you are. Freeze where you are. A couple other stories very quickly for you. Headline for you. The Supreme Court, listen to this. Are you listening? The Supreme Court decided it will hear a case about the federal government if it can bar drug users from owning guns. Well, how yet? No, there's a little line I dropped out of there. Bar certain drug users from owning guns. This involves a gun prohibition of a dual citizen indicted on a single count of violating guns and drugs law. The FBI found a 9mm pistol, 60 grams of marijuana, and 4.7 grams of cocaine at his family home. Now, I'm sure he's going to claim medicinal purposes. Should he have a gun? The court says it will hear the arguments next year and hand down a ruling maybe by the end of June. Oh, and one other thing. Amazon reporting today the internet on the fritz again. They've had power down on several of their apps and sites. They don't know why. They're working to resolve it. It's always something. Now, back to Trump stating that Democrats are actually kamikaze pilots as they continue to push us through this shutdown. And I don't see the Democrats showing any sign they're going to start pulling back. And yet I think they are. The Republicans so far are holding steady. Mike Johnson made that very clear over the weekend. I've got a guess coming up that the question is, the shutdown of the government anyway, does it really make any difference? A good question. We need an answer. My guest will have the answer. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, oh, number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I'm
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We're going into the third week of the government shutdown. Over the weekend, President Trump stated in an interview with Maria Bartiromo, the Democrats are kamikazes now. They're kamikaze pilots. They have nothing going. They have no future. Now, in the meantime, the White House economic advisor Hassett says he thinks the shutdown could end this week. Well, is that possible? Joining us now, John Tamney, author of Deficit Delusion, Why Everything Left, Right, and Supply Side, tells us what tells you about the national debt is wrong. John, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So let's begin, first of all, about Trump saying that Democrats are serving as kamikaze pilots as they move through the shutdown issue.
It's possible. You know, it's kind of interesting. I think both sides love these shutdowns because they both get to play politics with it. What fascinates me about this one more than the others is there seems some urgency with the ones in the past, as in there was some kind of generalized fear that, oh, wow, what's going to happen now that the government's shut down? But Americans have seen this movie so many times that they're no longer surprised by it. They know that much of the government still remains open, and so they're just not worried. What fascinates me about this is the shutdown is well off the front page. No one's even talking about it.
That's a good point. And John, as you said, it's a movie we've all seen. I could go out for popcorn and I know I'm not going to miss anything.
Absolutely. In contrast that with ones in the past, there was something about them that even had limited government advocates nervous, and that they just couldn't imagine, well, government shut down, but it just didn't mean anything. And now this time, again, I don't know anyone who's talking about it.
John Tamney also writes a lot for the Forbes and Real Clear Markets editor of that. John, one of the things that is in front of everyone, as you said, even though we're not really talking about, is anyone really being hurt at this point other than those who are laid off and may not have a job to go back to and may not get back pay?
It's interesting there. I think even there, Americans just aren't believing the stories, because history says invariably they get back pay. And so I'm guessing even those presently not working, their bank will either lend them 99 cents on the dollar on the assumption they'll get the back pay, or if in fact they're just fired for good. At least as of now, we've seen where the courts have been stepping in on a lot of this. And so I just I just think it's one of these things where it's a non-story. Yeah, they can make some noise. They can talk about how they can't pay for dentist appointments. But this is what Americans live on a daily basis. And so it's hard to make them concerned that suddenly government workers have to endure what they've always endured.
And the pressure point for Democrats and Republicans, elections coming up, midterm elections coming up next year. And who is going to get the blame? Generally, Republicans get the blame for any shutdown. Can that be said this time?
I suppose not. I guess this time it came down to subsidies for generally well-to-do people in health care. But it strikes me that if for Republicans, they might actually want to take the blame on this one, in that I think many Republicans quite understandably want to be associated with shutting down government as a way, as a vehicle, as a device for reminding the American people that when a certain portion of the government is no longer operating, life goes on.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that they're talking about is that TSA, and the TSA workers will eventually stop showing up, and this is going to lead to flight delays and everything. But even there, if you went that route, I think the hope among a lot of Americans all along has been that we'd much prefer that TSA workers, that government, that airport security be private sector as is. Even if the government wants to run the TSA, we want the workers to not be working for the government in the first place. So you might even get the right compromise there. They just rehire them as private workers, which is what we want.
Well, to that extent, the Trump administration, Trump, as well as Mike Johnson, as well as Vance, Vice President Vance, has suggested, this just gives us an opportunity to cut programs we don't want anyway. We're going to get rid of them. We're going to dump those entities, the various organizations that are in place that we don't like anyway. And you, Democrats, you open the door. That's where Trump is saying, you're a kamikaze pilot. You're destroying everything.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting thing. My only concern there is that eventually a Democrat's going to be in the White House and there will be a shutdown. And so it's always fearful. I don't want presidents cutting anything. I want presidents signing cuts. I think this is Congress's job.
You're
right. If Congress wants to cut programs, again, there's no time in history in any country, any nation, that's not true for the U.S., that one party controls power. And that would arguably be a good thing. You need competition. It's not good if the Democrats are just kamikaze pilots. You want us competing. And if so, you don't want it to be a scenario in the future where they say, well, look what Republicans did when they were in control.
Well, and again, you are absolutely correct, obviously, that the Congress controls the purse strings. The president can say what he wants, but he can't really make it happen. I guess executive orders come and go.
Yeah, they come and go, but how disturbing. I still don't like Barack Obama's line that I've got a pen and a phone. At some point, Congress has got to stop being the spectator. Congress is very, very important for the United States to work as it should. Congress has to be aggressive and to assert its power. I'll say the same thing about the courts. Remember decades ago, they said, we're tired of activist judges. Well, see, I want activist judges if they're being activist about protecting the Constitution.
Yes.
And I want an activist Congress to the extent that they limit the ability of government to spend money. I also want them to limit the ability of presidents to take us to war. I think it's horrifying that troops are consistently used without any vote from Congress. That's not – the founders were so skeptical about that. And it's time for Congress to act like Congress. And if that involves offending President Trump or a future Democratic president, so be it. All the better.
All right. You opened that door. What's your thought on the National Guard troops being used by Trump at this point?
I would prefer that they not be used. I think that cities and states are laboratories. If some cities and states are going to be run poorly, that is a local election issue. It's not for the American people to be paying for troops to be going around the country. I would add that people don't join the military to become police. What a dangerous step we're taking there. And I'll just make one point. isn't it interesting about Washington, D.C., not to defend it, not to defend big government or anything like that for a second, but as Trump supporters very well know, Washington, D.C. was a really nice city in 2020. And Trump supporters know this well because when they visited, they all hung out at the Trump Hotel, which was in downtown, a beautiful hotel. What destroyed Washington, D.C. was the lockdowns in 2020. When politicians panicked, including President Trump, locking down the United States and disallowing people from going to work.
Well, now that is not just on Trump. That's on Dr. Fake and everybody having to believe what came from the National Institutes of Health, that we've got to shut everything. And then we're told later the masks weren't doing anything, the shots weren't doing anything. And are you still laying that at the feet of Trump?
Well, no, I'm going to presidents are supposed to lead and Republicans. Can we agree that it's easy to be conservative or Republican when times are tranquil? I want Republicans and conservatives to act like that when times aren't.
Okay.
And so to say, Fauci, let's go down the list of all the horrifying things he did.
Yeah.
But Fauci couldn't have locked us down. And I'm sorry. I wanted Trump to act like Donald Trump. And I wanted him to, what I expected him to say in 2020 is that any governor, any mayor so foolish as to lock his city down will be seeing my big, beautiful plane every day right up until election day.
All right. One final question in the last 30 seconds. What about us targeting drug cartel boats running out of Venezuela?
You're just going to shift the market to somewhere else. Look, I don't. Americans.
Well, I'm
are
actually
the most
talking about. I'm,
on Earth.
I'm really looking at the point that using military troops to curb the cartel.
I don't like it. Look, for whatever reason, Americans love their drugs. I don't know why. They're also the most brilliant people on Earth, the most productive. You kill drug cartels in one place, you're just going to open up the way for a market in another place.
You're right.
This is about American demand. Let's not be getting into wars that we don't need to be getting into.
John, I want to thank you for your time. We're going to have to schedule you again and get into more detail on some of these points. I do appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet. John Tamney, author of Deficit Delusion, Why Everything Left, Right, and Supply Side, tells you about the national debt is wrong. Coming up, concerns about China and maybe a change of leadership. Gordon Chain has some points on that. That's still to come. Don't go anywhere.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I'm not looking to destroy China. But, you know, China's taken out hundreds of trillions. I mean, trillions of dollars, not hundreds. Over the years, trillions of dollars. China has built their military because of us. China has taken out trillions and trillions of dollars. And then I came along my first term, as you know, I took out hundreds of billions of dollars from China. You know, I tariffed China. And Biden left them, except he made so many exceptions, it didn't matter. But I tariffed China. I took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China. And now they forced me to charge them what is the equivalent of 155 to 157%.
But they need our capital markets. I mean, we're funding the expansion of these companies tied to the military.
I think they do, but look, they have a very smart leader, and I think we have a leader that wants to make a deal because I think that's smart, and he's smart, so we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. We will see if that leader that's so smart is still in power. I'll come back to that point in a moment, but you heard Trump talk about hitting China on trade tariffs, imposing a 155% levy. That came as Trump did sign a critical minerals agreement with the Australian prime minister. And again, Trump saying, I think China's very respectful of us. They are paying tremendous amounts of money in the form of tariffs. They're paying 55%. 55% and a potential 155%. If we make a deal come November. He said, we worked out a trade deal with several other countries who were taking advantage of us. And then he added, not anymore. And then he says, I think we'll probably work out a very fair trade deal with President Xi of China. Therein maybe lies a bigger issue. Xi, of course, got reinstated back in, let me get the date here, in October 2022, re-elected as General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. And this last October 20th, just days ago, he delivered a speech at a major closed-door meeting of the Communist Chinese Central Committee. They discussed China's next five-year plan. In the days leading up to that Central Committee meeting, nine top generals, including the number two on the Central Military Commission, were ousted. You know, that's not good. That's a major leadership shakeout. Analysts are viewing this as an action to further consolidate his grip on power. Gordon Chang says things could be happening very quickly.
On Friday, there was the extraordinary announcement from China's defense ministry that nine senior military officers had been investigated and had been removed, including Xi Jinping's number one loyalist in the military, General He Weidong, who was going to be expelled from the party. This is just unprecedented. We don't know where this is going. Xi Jinping could be removed, or he could emerge stronger. But in any case, there's going to be a lot of turmoil in the party because people are going to be purged after Thursday, however this goes.
That's amazing. So this could be this week and the quote unquote plenum underway in China. This could be something of a referendum on Xi Jinping's power.
Yes, and that's a really good way to put it, Maria, because really what we have is Xi Jinping, especially over the last 3 or 4 years after COVID, is being blamed for accelerating a lot of China's ills. And there is unhappiness throughout society, throughout the Communist Party, and evidently throughout the Chinese military. Now, what would be more extraordinary than Xi Jinping being deposed? That would be Xi Jinping remaining after this record of failure. So this is going to be fascinating, however it comes out.
Gordon G. Chang, we often have him on directly, an expert on China affairs there with Maria Bartiromo. And he said what could be also very interesting if he stays in power with everything that's happening on right now. Back in 2018, term limits for presidency in China were abolished. They were abolished. That allows Xi Jinping to hold the office for life. Oh my God. Did I miss over the weekend? Were the Chinese in the streets demanding no kings, no kings, no kings? Did I see anything like, no, you didn't. And because over there, they shoot you down, run over tanks over you if you're out of the street protesting. No kings. Here we can let them run around with their fictitious lies and just mock them. Over there, they would not see that at all funny. So since 2018, term limits for the presidency abolished do allow Xi Jinping to hold the office for life. But Gordon Chang just said there are so many pressures on him, he may not be able to continue. And what happens if he's not there? And then what happens if he does stay, understanding that they just dropped 9 top generals, including the number 2, one of his closest allies, in the Central Military Commission. In 2022, she was appointed to a third term as General Secretary and had all of his loyalists, the most powerful ruling body of China, standing around him. So he has everything he needs to hold on. Or does he? If the dissension, as you've heard Gordon Chang refer to, continues at this rate, what would happen to Xi Jinping and China and the Chinese? Now, the 5-year plan they were talking about, BBC has a report on. I'm sharing this with you, and that's the source, BBC. They're saying that China will soon have a new 5-year plan. Well, I just told you that he met with his people over the weekend. They discussed the 5-year plan. So the question is, here's how they've changed the world so far, and what are they going to do in the next 5 years? So they gathered in Beijing to decide on their goals and aspirations for the rest of the decade. Every year or so, they come together and convene for a week of meetings and discuss it. The full plan will not come out until next year. But already there are hints at the contents. Western policy, according to another source in Chinese politics, says that Western policy works on election cycles. The Chinese policy making operates on planning cycles. And the 5-year plan spells out what China wants to achieve, signal the direction the leadership wants to go, move the resources of the state toward those predefined conclusions. The BBC reports it this way. On the surface, the idea of hundreds of suited bureaucrats shaking hands, drawing up plans, may appear drab, but history tells us what they decide often has large repercussions for the world. They point out 3 times where that 5-year plan did reshape our global economy. 1981-84, reform and opening up. That's when China began its journey to become an economic powerhouse. 81 and 84, they wanted to move more toward basic capitalism. They were trying to recover from Mao Zedong's devastating rule. I mean, blue jeans were finally making their way into China. That was a sign of Western civilization. 2011 to 2015, they then became the workshop of the emerging industries, strategic emerging industries. Now, again, this is all the changes that have taken place. They're no longer an agrarian community, a county, or I should say country, as they were. They do have that, but they still not clear if they have enough to feed their own people. And then 21 to 25, all their attention focused on, as introduced by Xi Jinping, high-quality development, challenging American dominance in technology and putting China at the forefront. Let me tell you this, as if you didn't already know it and suspect it. You don't maybe think about China much, but every day Chinese leaders are thinking about what they can do to the USA. Every day. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the shutdown continues for us, and they're watching. The more it drags on, the more anxious Congress members and Senate creatures get as we get closer to the midterms. The question again is who will be blamed? The View of Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, his story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Republicans aren't perfect. God knows we're not. But the other side's now crazy. If you want to understand the shutdown, here's what's going on. About Tuesday, a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, yesterday, or whatever day it is, our country was rocking along. We were minding our own business. Our federal budget expired at midnight, but we weren't worried. We'd been talking to the Democrats about just extending it and continuing to negotiate. And then all of a sudden, Senator Schumer comes forward at the last minute and says, I'm not going to vote to keep government open, and I'm not going to let my people vote to keep government open unless you give the Democrats $1.5 trillion, mm-hmm. and we're going to tell you how it has to be spent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can imagine our reaction. My mother didn't raise a fool, and as I say, if she did, it was one of my brothers.
I love it. Yeah, that's exactly the way it played out. Everything was moving forward because this was the same bill that Schumer had signed off on previously. But then they suddenly said, well, we want $1.5 billion for everything from transsexual liberation in Zambia, wherever, pushing critical race theory again. I mean, I can't even begin to break down all the nonsense they want to spend your money on. That is not the American value. If they want to raise their own money and do it, well, then let them do it. You want to bring this down to the brass tacks and really ground level? This is like developers coming in and wanting a city or state, and this is going to sound familiar, to build them a stadium for their sports team. If it's such a great idea, you spend your money and make it happen. Well, the Democrats are always looking to spend your money. So for now, the shutdown continues. Although, as I told you, one White House advisor thinks it will end this week. Didn't specify when. I've been of the opinion that it's definitely going to end before we get to Thanksgiving. They do not want to have travel plans to grandma's house messed up for Thanksgiving. There'll be hell to pay for everybody then. I told you earlier, as we began the program, when we were talking about Mondale, you missed the beginning of the program? Shame on you. Well, I know you can't watch or listen all the time. That's why we put this program and the second hour up as podcasts when we complete. But in the next hour, we're going to go back over some of the things that Mondale wants to do to New York. And I've got a piece here from Politico. And the headline is, when Mondale's ideas have been tried before and worked, saying politicians on both the right and left have used urban subsidies to rise to power in countries around the world. Now, that's a brush, that's a very wide brush, and I don't know what all's inside that pigment that he's using to paint. But I do know as I get into it, he says, a few years back, I walked into a city-running grocery store in my hometown, Istanbul, a city of 16 million. And the markets were owned by the government. The store was owned by the government, and it was all working fine in Istanbul. Can you translate what happened in Istanbul to your neighborhood, to your city? Do you even want to? We'll get into that in more detail coming up as we break down some of the additional complaints against Mondale and Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, running as an independent because he could not win the Democrat primary, he is hanging by a thread. Mondale's about to cut that thread, which means he very likely is going to be the next New York City mayor. So what did you learn this hour you didn't know before we began? You're going to learn more in our next hour. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.